Regina. Some drivers came out of the holiday season with a bigger regret than just an inflated credit card bill. Saskatchewan's police agencies reported 414 impaired driving offences for the month of December. As a result of strong impaired driving enforcement, including dozens of check stops and other less obvious tactics, there were 240 people charged with an impaired driving offence under the Criminal Code, and another 174 were issued sanctions, including license suspensions and vehicle impoundments, for exceeding provincial limits for alcohol, 0.04 BAC for experienced drivers, 00 BAC for new drivers, or drugs, zero tolerance for all drivers. All impaired driving offences come with safe driver recognition penalties and requirements to attend impaired driver education courses. The penalties are more severe upon conviction, and they can also result in suspensions, stiff fines and potential incarceration, depending on the severity of the offence and the driver's record. While this news release is about the hundreds of people who were caught driving impaired in December, it's also worth noting that over the holiday season, thousands of people made good decisions and chose not to drive after drinking or using drugs. SGI and enforcement agencies offer kudos to everyone who got a ride home from a taxi, a bus, a rideshare, a designated driving service, Operation Red Nose, or a sober friend or family member. The holidays may be over, but finding a safe ride is something that drivers should do year-round. Impaired driving offenses come with a wide range of penalties that can wreck your budget, but an impaired driving collision can destroy so much more than that. Other results from December: 254 tickets for seat belt and occupant restraint offenses, 2,931 tickets for speeding and aggressive driving offenses, and 491 tickets issued for distracted driving, 411 for using cell phone while driving, and 80 for driving without due care and attention. Follow SGI on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok.